So why is it important, in your view, for BYU students to engage in women's studies?
Okay, so I'll give you an example of a student. So I get a lot of students who take the course because they're psychology majors or sociology majors or something, and it counts as their gender course. They have a gender requirement. So most of the men that I get in women's studies in the intro class are there because they're psychology majors and it fits their schedule and it counts as their gender requirement. It's not that they sought out women's studies in particular, mm-hmm. but because it meets that requirement. So I had a student, just as an example, one semester, who took the intro class, and he was interested in medical administration. And over the summer, he did an internship with Intermountain Healthcare. And at the end of this internship, he emailed me and he said, "I just have to tell you how much taking women's studies changed my life and how that class has shaped my thinking." He said, "Because in this internship, I could see things that other people couldn't see. I was aware of how gender, you know, was structuring the medical field." And he said, "I was much more sensitive to being able to work and be aware of these kinds of issues." And he gave me an example. He said, "So for example, you know, the nurses on every floor, majority of them were women, but the head person over all the nurses tended to be a man." And he said that just didn't make sense to him. Or differences in terms of just the medical needs of men and women and how there tends to be a focus more on men as opposed to understanding the medical needs of women. So this whole experience, he stood out. You know, here's all these MBA types or, you know, business types or whatever, in students interested in going on in medical, in health administration. And he stood out among all these interns because he'd had this women's studies experience. And he said that they had him doing training, gender training, of all the other interns. And they were just really impressed with him and kind of the focus that he had. And then that allowed him to get into one of the top graduate programs. And wow. So he felt like it had just really made a difference in terms of his career because he had a different perspective and he stood out, you know, amongst his peers. And then maybe it's his uncle or somebody who works on campus, and I ran into him, and he said, "I want you to know, you really changed this kid's life." He said, "You saved his marriage," because he just took on a different attitude in terms of understanding how family relationships, how, you know, medical institutions, et cetera, are shaped by gender, and he could be aware of that and could be sensitive to that. So I think that's why. I mean, everybody's going to go out and work and interact in a world where there are men and women. And I just think it's important that BYU students are able to work with people from different backgrounds, whether we're talking about gender, whether we're talking about race and ethnicity, sexual orientation. I mean, all of these are critical. And if students can't work with, you know, if you can't work with a colleagues who are women or have a boss who's a woman, or, you know, you're going to have problems.
Right,
you know, basically. So, besides your own marriage and family life and serving in the church, and, you know, I just think it helps people understand sort of the historical context and the cultural context that often shapes how we perceive, you know, the roles of men and women or how we value those roles, for example. And I think understanding that is just critical for being a good human being. So that's why I think it's important.